Okay, well, we're back in the division this week. Jets had a real impressive win against Indianapolis on Sunday. I thought they really played well in all three phases of the game. And as usual, they give you a lot to get ready for. They got a lot of good players, good schemes in all three areas, and coming off an impressive game. So I think they've played better the last few weeks here, and it looks like they're doing a lot of things well. So. It'll be a big challenge for us on Sunday. Got our work cut out for us. Need to have a good week all the way through here and then carry that over onto the field on Sunday.
Bill Rex Ryan talked about how sort of the secondary this offseason was geared towards defending specifically Rob and Aaron. I think he was talking about Jeremiah Bell and Ron Landry. Sort of, can you assess those guys and maybe how they're different than the safeties they've had back there in years past?
We played against Smith last year, and he's back there. And then Bell, we played against in Miami. And Landry, we haven't seen, didn't play against us in Washington last year, but he's a real athletic guy. One of the fastest players probably at his position in the league. And, they do a good job. But, they always do a good job. They're well-coached defensively. They have good players. They always give you different matchups. It's hard to tell exactly what you're going to get. They've used different combinations back there and done different things with whether it be Smith, Landry, Bush, Bell, whoever it happens to be, include Scott and Harris in that group too. So, we have to be prepared for all of it, but they're all good players.
Sean Green, obviously, 161 yards, 3 touchdowns Sunday. Is there a new emphasis with the Jets with him, or is it just circumstances of that game that saw him get all that yardage?
I think they probably tried to play all their games in a similar kind of fashion. They blocked very well. They did a good job against Indianapolis. They did a good job on their double-team blocks, scheme blocks. They got them downhill several times kind of through the line of scrimmage. And he was able to, knock out a couple of 15, 20-yard runs, that kind of thing. So, yards pile up in a hurry like that. You can't let that happen. I mean, he's a guy you got to kind of stop before he gets started. And once he gets going, he's a load there. And, of course, McKnight, had a big, he only had a few carries, but he had a lot of production. And, Powell's good back, too. So, and Tebow, who's really another running back for him when he gets in there and his plays, he can throw, too, obviously, but he does a good job running the ball. So they have a lot of different aspects of the running game that kind of give you that every week, some version of it. And, that's what they did against Indianapolis. They just did it very well. They had a lot of success with it.
What was the thing that impressed you the most defensively about what the Jets did against the Colts?
They did a good job in the running game. And in the passing game, they used a lot of different personnel combinations. They used nickel, dime, quarter, 6-7 defensive backs, changed up the looks. And, they got ahead in the game, so that made it a passing game. And then they used a lot of their multiple defensive back, multiple blitz coverage schemes, and, got a couple turnovers. And, they were ahead in the game, and they were able to get into their multiple defensive pressure pass schemes, and they did a good job on them.
Familiarity that you have and they have of you and you of them. Is there any way to, pull out a trump card, so to speak, and show them something different that they've never seen before at this stage, given the familiarity you have?
9-foot line splits. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it really comes down to execution. I'd be surprised that this game is won by a team that comes out with, running something that never been seen in the history of football before. I think this is going to be a game of execution, blocking, tackling, running, throwing, catching, defending, kicking game, a lot of the basic things, a lot of things they do well.
Bill, when you're going against what you described, I think, yesterday as sort of a game plan defense, and your own team is kind of a game plan offense, how do you approach that? If you're kind of catering your offense week to week to what the defense gives you, but then you also don't necessarily know what they're going to give you because they change it up themselves.
Yeah, well, I think that, as it always is with the Jets, that the in-game adjustments will be important to see how what the matchups are and how not that they're going to give you one thing, but the where the emphasis is and what they're trying to do. And that's true of the Jets offensively as well. They do a good job with their different personnel groups and formations. So a lot of the things that you work on this week that they ran against Indianapolis or Houston or San Francisco, you're not going to see. You're going to see something that's a little different based on what they think you're going to do. So that'll be an element of the game. And it's the same way in a kicking game, too, for that matter. You know, they change up their kickoff coverage looks. They change up their returns. They change up their punt blocks. And so that's part of the preparation problem with the Jets is they give you a lot of variety. And in-game adjustments are going to be important. And preparation going into the game is going to be important so that, you know, we know we're going to have to adjust. It's not just going to – like they're not just going to lay it out there and say, okay, here it is. Here's where we're at. They just don't do that.
Bill, what has impressed you so far about Stephen Hill's performance as a rookie in this league?
Well, you know, he made some big plays early. And he's, you know, missed a couple games, played a little bit last week. But he's a big, strong, fast guy. You know, he had a nice run after the catch on an underneath route against, I think it was Buffalo. And they hit him on a flea flicker in that game too, right? So, I mean, he's a big, fast guy, strong. You know, didn't have a lot of real receiving experience in college in that offense, but he certainly has good skill and looks like he's developed into a good receiver technique-wise with good coaching and, you know, I'm sure more experience. But he can run, he's strong, he can catch, he's good with the ball in his hands.
Six games in, Bill, is there any significance to having all four teams in the division with the same record? And does it kind of put a greater focus on the 10 games left on the schedule?
Yeah, but yeah, it's a 10-game schedule, man. So, but that's nothing anybody can do about any of the games that have happened, us or any of our opponents or anybody else. So we're just about going forward. So we have to try to just do a good job this week and, you know, we'll worry about next week. But right now we just got to do a good job getting ready for the Jets.
Bill, is there anything in their defensive approach against Vernon Davis a couple of weeks ago that could be of help to you in terms of the way they plan to approach Gronk or the way you anticipate they approach Gronk?
You have to ask them that. I don't know. San Francisco has their offense. We have our offense. Whether they see that the same or different, I really don't know. You'd have to ask them. But, you know, we've looked at all their films. We've seen all the things that they've done. I imagine what we've seen, we're going to probably get somewhere along the line. What exactly it'll be, I don't know. But, you know, they'll have a couple change-up looks for us, though, like they always do.
Well, back to the adjustments. You're not just talking about halftime stuff. Are you talking about stuff like from drive to drive, quarter to quarter?
I mean, I'm sure the game will start to unfold after the first series. First time we have the ball, first time they have the ball, there'll be some elements of the game that we'll see, okay, this is going to be more important in this game than it has been in some other games. So I don't have any doubt about that. I'm sure once we played a quarter of this game, there'll probably be a good percentage of what we're going to see the remaining three quarters. So it's sure, I think it'll happen right off the bat. And then, you know, as one team adjusts, then I'm sure the other team will try to counter that. But, you know, Rex always does a good job of that. He does a good job of putting in a couple new things that complement each other. So you see him do one thing, and then you get that same look again, and then have something else off it. And so now, you know, they got two or three things on that that you really haven't seen or practiced before. You know, same thing offensively. They'll show you a new formation and a running play, and then a play-action pass off that or a reverse or something like that. A new wildcat look or a new Tebow formation look that you haven't seen. They've done that in every game, and then a couple of different, three, four different plays off it that you see one, but then there's another complementary one that's coming that you haven't seen. But you've seen the one that they've run, but that sets up something else. So that's kind of what they do.
Bill,
That's what I would expect the game to go.
Okay, thanks.